Guess where we are?
Hello? We're in Las Vegas.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Activate your voice. Activate it now. This is Activate Live.
Hey everybody, we are in Las Vegas for the IAM Women's Conference. It's about to start. Registration is taking place today and tomorrow, right?
It is, yeah.
This is Rhonda Rogers.
She's on right now.
That is. People are starting to stream in. So we're going to talk to Rhonda a little bit, who is the director of our women's department. We have women coming from all over the U.S. and Canada, isn't that right? That's right.
And Guam. We have some people coming from Guam.
Oh, that's excellent. So we would just want to make sure that you learn a little bit about what's happening this week. So we wanted to give you a preview. It was hilarious. I was just looking at the monitor rather than the camera, and I just realized that. So I said, I better look at you all. And you all down on Instagram. We're on Instagram as well.
I don't know where I'm supposed to be looking.
You can just look at me. Yeah. It's okay. So, Rhonda, I have some stats.
Yes.
And I think Joe's going to put them up on the screen. Joe Heckman is our director. So out of the IAM women, our active women members, who, including retirees, are more than 94,000 women. So that sounds like a lot, right?
It's a lot, but yeah.
But out of 600,000 total, you know, it's not so much. But we're growing, and that's good news.
Yes.
So the active non-retirees, the working women in our union, are 62,000 women, more than 62,000 women, actually. So that's not including the retirees. But when you look at the leadership roles for women who are office holders in our union, all the way from the local union all the way to the executive council, there are just over 1,000 women in leadership positions. So 1,000 women out of those 62,000 that are working and active and not retired, 1,000 out of 94,000, but if you think about 1,000 out of 600,000 members, active and retired, it does not sound like a lot.
It doesn't. But we're going to change that.
We are. We're slowly changing it. So are these some of the things that we're going to talk about this week?
We are. We're going to, because we have many of those sisters, those 1,000 or whatever, are here. Not 1,000 sisters, but we've got quite a few that are here. And one of the things that I believe is that if you see people like you in leadership roles, then you realize you can be a leader too. And so that's the goal. The goal is to help our sisters understand that none of us that are in leadership positions, I come out of a steel mill. I'm a regular person. There's nothing super special about me, and I just, you know, I got involved, I got a few breaks along the way, a few doors opened, I took those opportunities, and I'm up here. And so we just want our sisters to realize that's, you don't have to have any special qualifications to do this.
Tell us again where you were when you had that first job in the steel mill. For the IAM job.
Yes. I drove a coil tractor. It's like a big, gigantic forklift. And you haul steel coils around. They're those big, round steel rolls, a lot of people call them. That you see them on big 18-wheelers. You see them in rail cars. And I loaded those.
They weigh a lot.
They do. The little ones are about 40,000 pounds.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you started working there, and do you actually remember when you decided I'm going to go to a union meeting?
Yeah.
Or did somebody invite you? Like, you just decided to go and get involved?
I did.
Wow.
I did. That's the only way you can change things. So, or that's the only way that you can learn. Mm-hmm. So you have to go and you have to ask questions. And that's what I did.
All right.
That's what I did.
Now, there are a lot of different things happening this week with panel discussions and workshops. Can you give us a little preview of what the next few days will be set up like?
Yes, yes. The first day is devoted to our sisters in leadership positions. We're going to discuss how they got there, you know, how they got where they are, you know, who helped them along the way, what barriers did they encounter.
I'm going to host. So, I'm going to moderate.
And Tanya is going to moderate that one. So it should be really, really cool. So that's the first day. The second day is devoted to organizing and to intersectionality, which is very important. And if you don't know what intersectionality is, basically that is the idea that some of us have dual struggles. And so when you think about that and how to overcome those struggles, you have to make sure that everyone is included, and you don't necessarily have to live the same struggles that they live, but you have to be able to sort of understand those struggles and be willing to fight for people, even though you may not benefit, because we only get stronger when we work together. So we're going to talk a little bit about some of those, and we've got some excellent speakers. We have Yanira Moreno, who is the first woman president of LACLA, which is a labor council for Latin Americans.
That is awesome. She's great.
She's going to be here. We have Melanie Campbell here with the Black Women's Roundtable. It's a nonpartisan group that supports and activates people on issues that affect Black women and working families.
Mm-hmm. They just had their national summit. Yeah.
They did. And they do some really good research. It was actually featured in Essence magazine. Wow. On issues that affect Black women and, you know, leadership. Mm-hmm. and all of that.
Yeah, it's a very empowering group.
It is. And then we have one of our own sisters that is going to speak to us. She is the first Black woman city council member in Cave City, Kentucky.
Wow.
And she's going to talk about why did you run, and just explain a little bit about her life. And she's had many firsts in her life. And wow. So we want our sisters to see all of that, and, you know, kind of get a little bit of a glimpse into that.
Yeah, and it helps to hear from people who may be doing something that you want to do
yes,
in the future.
Yes. So then we'll talk a little bit about organizing, the importance of women in organizing campaigns. Mm-hmm. And then we're also going to talk about what we call, you know, the common term is women in non-traditional jobs. Mm-hmm. And basically what that means is women that are doing jobs that have been in the past attributed to men, but they're doing those jobs as equally as well.
That's right.
And so we're going to talk about that. And then we're also going to talk about the work.
I was going to say, we have women catching lobster.
And we do.
We have women.
I'm so excited.
Drivers.
Yes.
And, you know.
Yes.
Anything you can think of. Women in federal jobs.
Yes. And we have an awesome video that we're going to show. I'm really excited.
It's good. It's really good.
To see the video, it is really good.
Valana Cochran
really good.
Did it.
Yes, Valana
I'm
did
not
it.
Gonna, like, I'm not going to, like, I'm going to zip it, but
yeah,
it's really good.
I got a little teary-eyed when I saw that video, because it's from my place of employment before I came here.
That's right.
So it's really neat.
Great.
Some of my other sisters that are still there. So,
wow.
And then finally, we're going to finish up with community service. Mm-hmm. The work that our sisters do in the area of community service is unparalleled. And it's so important.
Yes. Service to community.
Yes. Yes.
Excellent.
So that's what we're doing.
Excellent. Okay. So I will let you get back to it.
Awesome.
And we have some sisters here that we're going to chat with. But thank you for taking out the few minutes to speak with us.
Thank you for having me. And yeah,
she's literally running all over the place.
Yeah, it's fun.
All right. Well, thank you, Rhonda.
Take care, everyone.
Cool. I'm actually going to bring in Robert, I think, really quick. Can I bring in Robert really quick? Come on over. We're just going to bring people in and talk to them. So I'm going to give this to you. If you can hold it, I can hold something for you. Robert Simone, right?
Yes.
Okay, so Robert, tell us what you're doing here at the Women's Conference.
We're here today honoring all the women in leadership roles and supporting them. And we're also fundraising for the 2020 convention that's going to be in San Diego for the delegates. So we're here to support our sisters and We're here to support the convention for 2020.
So these are just some of the shirts that are available and for sale here at the Women's Conference. And we have some new ones and for women as
well. Women, oh yeah, there's a whole new line of shirt and clothing. You want to be the first sister to be wearing it in your shop.
That's all right. I have one already, a blue one that has some sparkle bling to it. So that's what I have.
The women have the bling on their shirts.
So you're out there. Do you have a raffle too going now?
The gold raffle for $20,000 in gold for the delegates to participate in. It's usually a good event, especially when you're the lucky ticket holder at the end.
Wow. What people would do for gold, yes. Yeah. And it's for a good cause, our convention, which is coming up. It's over a little over a year now, so it'll be a year in September.
Year in September.
September 2020 in San Diego.
We got to grow the union. Try to tell everybody to get out of the passenger seat and into the driver's seat and organize and join. And we're all doing anything we can to gain members and grow the organization. So it's exciting to participate in these activities.
Excellent. Anything else you want us to know?
No, I see a lot of important women here, and I want to honor them and give them their opportunity to tell their story.
Thank you so much. And you're right across from registration. You have your own table there.
We've got our own table, and we're there. And if you have any leads for some messed up employers, I'll be more than happy to help you.
That's right. Our website's goim.org. And you're from here, aren't you?
I'm from Las Vegas, associate organizer out here, and there's a lot to do.
Wow. So how do they get in touch with you? Do you prefer email or call you up?
Any way that's convenient, and I will make it accommodating for their schedule.
Okay. Robert, and spell your last name, Simoni.
S-I-M-O-N-I.
All right.
Y'all have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Good luck with the shirts. I'll come get another one, I promise. Okay, so I'm going to start bringing women in. Come on in and sitting them down. I'm going to hand this to you for the microphone.
Okay.
So tell us who you are and what you do and why was it important for you to be here?
My name is Beverly Ford, and I'm with NIFI IAMAW.
Yep, that's it, NIFI
IAMAW.
Yeah.
And I'm also Forest Service Council Vice President with Forest Service, and I am going to be one of the speakers this week, and I'm looking forward to telling my story, so that's why I'm here, and you'll have to wait to get the rest.
See, I knew she
wasn't going to tell
us. I knew she wasn't going to tell
us. I have a story for you all on Friday.
Well, first, can you answer one little question, is what was your first union job? Where did you first start out?
I started out in 2009 as a steward.
And what made you decide to run to be a steward?
Well, actually, we just became a union in 2008. We took our vote, and somebody needed to stand up to management. And I decided that I could do that and do it well.
And that's a hard thing to do, isn't it?
It really is. But when you are passionate about people being treated fairly, you don't have a problem doing it.
That's right. It's worth it in the end because it helps us all.
It does. And I'm looking forward to this week to uniting women, to realize that we can do anything that a man can do and sometimes do it better.
I keep trying to tell my nieces that. They're 5 and 8. And they just smile when I tell them that.
I tell my granddaughters that. I have 5 of them.
This is so funny, but my niece, who is 5 years old, when I reminded her of that, she said, "Come here, I have a secret to tell you." She said, my teacher, she said that too.
Great.
So this is
the year, and the momentum is really high with women right now, and this is the time to make a difference. We can do it. We just got to unite. And I love that. Unite the fight. That's what we have to do, and we can do it and do it well.
Awesome. Anything else you'd like to say? What day are you speaking?
Friday morning.
Okay.
And I'm coming after some heavy hitters, right?
That's okay.
But that's okay. I got a story to tell.
You do have a story to tell, and it's an important one. I can't wait to hear it now.
Okay.
So thanks so much for joining us. See, we have lots of stories here at the IAM Women's Conference. If you're just joining us, come on over. We're bringing women in who are here at the conference to talk a little bit about why they're here and, you know, what they decide, what they'd like to learn to take back to their locals. So I'm going to give this mic to you. So tell us who you are, where you're from.
Hi, good morning. My name is Sabrina Lewis. I'm with Localage 914 in Newark. I'm just so in awe over this weekend, over these couple of days.
Why did you want to be here?
I wanted to be here to gain as much knowledge as I can from the women that came before me. I want to take everything that I learned and give it to people that are coming up after me. This is very important for me. I'm a shop steward. I've been a shop steward for 5 years.
What made you decide to become a shop steward?
Well, I'm a prodigy of two companies merging, and one, the company that I came from didn't have a union. Okay. And I took it upon myself to speak for them, to teach them everything that I needed to know. It's a lot of misconception out there and a lot of, you know, just lack of knowledge. So I wanted to teach, I wanted to mentor, and I wanted to help my employees, my fellow coworkers.
Your heart is in it.
Oh, my heart is in it. I've done a couple of organizing. I've organized a couple of campaigns, and I'm still doing it even when I'm not organizing, I'm organizing.
So do you feel like an obligation to help the younger women as they come in?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I feel an obligation to help everyone.
Excellent. Anything else you'd like to know about what you're looking forward to this week?
I'm just looking to soak up all the knowledge I can get. All the knowledge and, you know, all of the interviews and, you know, just to look at the women that came before me and to see where I can go and where I'd like to go.
We can't wait. We're so glad you're here.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
We appreciate it. So we have a couple women waiting in the sidelines, and we're just going to bring them right in and talk to them. So would you like to come over? Excellent. They're all sitting over there or standing. So I'll let you introduce yourself and say where you're from.
My name is Debbie Inverno, and I'm with Sabrina. We are from local 914 out of Newark Airport. We are United Airlines.
So what do you do for the airlines?
I'm an agent, customer service representative. I currently work in their lounge, and we've recently merged, as Sabrina told you, Continental and United. So I come from a culture of non-union, so this was a big change for me. And a big eye-opener and a learning factor, especially when it comes to women and our importance in the field. And
When did you know that you had to get involved with the union? Like, when did it hit you that I have to be involved?
Almost immediately. Almost immediately when they were coming and campaigning to, you know, unionize and get everybody on board at the airport. And I saw almost immediately that this is something we needed, something that we needed to work with and have guidance and have someone represent us and someone who's, you know, not against management, but with management to further the careers of everyone. So, and it worked out well. But, and I know you're asking why everybody's here. For my local, I'm the co-chair for our community service. So I am looking forward to learning a lot about that while I'm here. It all started, we had been at another convention in Orlando, and that's when I started, so I'm not even a year into doing the community service. And we definitely have moved forward with that. We have we go monthly to a shelter in Jersey City, New Jersey. It's part of six shelters.
How does that make you feel to know you're helping?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's amazing, they're women's shelters, and they're really work towards getting these women back on their feet, educating them, getting them all the help that they need, and we supply as much as we can, you know, clothing, food. They give them counseling. We make little parties. We have a theme every month, and it's been good for our union. It's been challenging because I'm new at doing it, but and it's new for us at our local. So it's challenging, but it's fabulous. Monthly themes and just really enjoyable to go see the women and the children that are there and how much we have accomplished by working with them and how comfortable they've become with us. So it's an exciting time. And it's a woman's thing, you know. It's all about women pushing forward and doing as much as we can being active.
Great. So, excellent.
Yeah, it's exciting.
Well, we're glad to have you here. Thank you so much.
I'm excited to be here.
Excellent.
Okay. Thank you.
So we are at the IAM Women's Conference in Las Vegas. Registration is happening today and tomorrow. And I'm going to offer to one more person. If you'd like to come over, you can come on over and tell your story.
I have a long story.
That's okay. But just tell me who you are and what do you do? Where are you from?
My name is Debbie McFadden, and I am from Waycross, Georgia, and I work for a company that makes paper dryer fabrics for paper mills.
Excellent.
And actually, in October of last year, 2/3 of our plant was closed to move to Malaysia for $2.04 an hour.
See, that is something that we are fighting every year because more and more companies are doing it.
Absolutely.
And it's like devastating our communities.
It is.
That is just so sad.
Mm-hmm. So we have a small local right now. And I really came to get all the information I could and maybe to help motivate people and make them realize how important the union is to us.
I mean, we have to fight for these jobs to keep them in our communities, keep them in North America.
Right, right.
And I think it helps to hear people's stories because you realize it once you hear somebody that, you know, it's not just jobs, but it's people's lives.
Absolutely. There were people that had been there. I've been there 30 years myself. And there were people who had been there 40 years that lost their job. They had a few years to retirement, and they lost their jobs.
So what are you hoping to get out of this conference?
Any information, anything that I can, like I said, that I can learn to help motivate the people. And that's what I'm here for, just information and knowledge.
Well, we're so glad you're here.
Thank you, and I'm very excited to be here.
All right. We look forward to you to taking your info back home.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. So you've heard from a few women here at the I Am Women's Conference in Las Vegas who are here for the conference. Registration is today, and tomorrow the conference begins with a plenary session in the morning and some panel discussions. We'll have workshops as well. I'm actually going to grab my little notes because I have a few here, but we had some stats that we shared at the beginning of the show, pretty much saying that, you know, there's more than 94,000 women in our union, including retirees. The IAM has about 64,000 women, I think it was. Hold on, I'm going to give you exact. Yeah, 62,000 women or more are not retirees. They're active members of the union, but only about 1,000, just over 1,000 are women leaders, from the local level all the way up to our executive council. So women's numbers are growing, but it's growing slowly. So that's something that we'll talk about this week, about how can we increase our members who are women, how can we get them to go into leadership roles, because sometimes women need to see other women in those roles to realize that, hey, I can do this too. So we'd like to thank all of the women that were here and Rhonda Rogers for actually coming out and giving us a little bit of an idea of what's gonna go on this week. So we have, let me see if we have any comments. We have people watching on Instagram. Hi, Instagram. I'm waving at them on the floor, on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube. And we want you to comment on this video. We really appreciate your comments. And I know a lot of people have commented already. Oh, good. So put up, you know what? I'm going to go over by Joe. He's going to put up a comment on the screen. So like, comment, and share. Give me a second to go over there by him. So I'm going to come over and I'm going to leave this mic here. Hang on one second, okay? Instagram, stand by. Okay, so you can put it up on the screen, Joe, if you want one. I'm going to peek. So here we have
Rose Olson.
Rose Olson, good afternoon from District Lodge 77. Hello, District Lodge 77. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. And who else do we have here? District 70, hello from District 70. All right, thank you.
I'm hoping our favorite.
Yay, Rosie comments all the time. Rosie's Machinist 751, hello. Yeah, we have a lot of women here from IAM 751 from Seattle. They just got here a little while ago and they're upstairs getting ready. Good afternoon from TCU IAM, local 6762.
Kelly Street,
thank you. We appreciate you watching, Kelly. And we have Jim Price saying, have a great conference, Rhonda. You do great work. Thank you, Jim, for your support. We have a lot of men here, too. So that's something that we need to mention. It's not just women. There are men attending as well to see what they can learn and give some honest feedback. Paul, Local Lodge 2515. Thank you, Paul, for tuning in. We appreciate it. And we have John Limbo, right? Hello from Washington Local Lodge 289. Thank you, John. We appreciate everybody who has taken the time to comment and to like our show. James Powell, Local Lodge 2003. Thank you for tuning in. And Rosie's saying, would love to see women in the international president position someday. We would too. And you know what? It's going to happen. We don't know when, but it's going to happen. So there's a funny story behind that, Rosie, because we have some videos that we're showing here as part of the conference. And in those videos, they're about women in non-traditional careers. And in one of the videos, it actually ends with somebody saying that exact same thing. And we were joking because we know that the international president is going to be watching this video, but he'll probably chuckle because he knows what we mean. So times are changing. Women are getting into a lot of these positions, and it just takes time. You know, we need more women to join the union. We need more members to join the union. And if you want more information on the Machinist Union, you could always go to our website, which is goiam.org. That's goiam.org. Joe, should we go to the calendar? Joe's right over there. Okay, so let's see what's coming up right now. There's a great contest going on. It's so cute. I know a lot of you have brackets that you're getting into with like March Madness, but we have puppy madness, okay? So we had guide dogs from all over on a bracket, and we started out with, I think, 8. We got it down to the final 4. So now, this final 4 is gonna be dwindled down to the national championship. Now, I love all dogs, so I had to give to all of them. I just had to. I couldn't just give to one. They were all cute, so. You have a chance to go to, is it iampuppymadness.com? iampuppymadness.com. Go to that site, vote for the cutest guide dog, and see who's going to win. Support your local, support your district, support your territory, and all the money goes for a great cause for Guide Dogs of America, which is our favorite charity. And look at that, Guide Dogs of America. So go puppies. We're going to announce this. This is probably, what, another week, Joe? Yeah, it's about another week that this will be on. So go vote and vote often. All right. And we also have some classes coming up from the Wimpasinger Center. So they are going to be taking place. The registrations for the classes are actually due April 10th for CERT, April 15th for Human Rights. The deadline to sign up for the EAP3 class is April 22nd. And if you are interested in taking Federal Employees Basic Program, that deadline is April 29th. So for more information, go to wimpasinger.imaw.org, and you spell Wimpasinger, Win, WINPISINGER.imaw.org for more information. We have state council meetings coming up as well. Those state councils start, I guess the next one will be April 26th. To the 28th in Michigan, that'll take place in Ann Arbor. April 28th to the 30th is the New York State Council meeting in Niagara Falls. May 31st to June 2nd, the Ontario Provincial Council meets in Canada. And we have special events as well, other conferences that are taking place after this one. The Transportation Conference is April 8th to 11th, right here in Nevada, or Nevada as they say. The Legislative Conference takes place in Washington, D.C., May 6th to the 8th. And the IAM Wood, Pulp, and Paper Conference takes place June 10th to the 14th in Biloxi, Mississippi. And we will be there to cover that for you. Also, we have Workers' Memorial Day observance is coming up May 1st. The actual Memorial Day is the day before, but we are observing it on May 1st in Hollywood, Maryland. That's our training center, the William W. Wimpasinger Education and Technology Center. That's where we mourn the dead and fight for the living. Fight for, like heck for the living, if according to Mother Jones, right? Yeah, we are going to live stream that. Joe just reminded me. So if you're not able to make it there, all you have to do is just tune in. Hopefully we'll be able to send it to Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, so check all of those as well. And the Communications Conference is coming up in June, right here in Vegas. The theme is voice activation, and this is taking place June 4th to the 6th. We hope that communicators will come from all over North America to learn how to activate our voices, and also how to activate our members' voices. So we are trying to make our cause for going union and going IAM viral. And that's where we will learn how to do it. We'll hear from our communications reps and some guest speakers, and it should be a really good conference. So there's still time to join and to register for that coming up in June. So I ran out of my notes. I threw them all on the floor. So I think that we're done for this show. It's exactly 12:30. So thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciate it. Stay tuned to our website and our social media accounts to see what's happening this week with the IAM Women's Conference. And I have Instagram going as well. We'll do some Instagram stories here. And Andy Hounshell's been taking some great photos. So we'll get all that to you. So live from Las Vegas, I'm Tanya Hutchins. That's it for Activate Live.